Yeah, would you call anything else rather than a grinder?
Sharpener?
You wouldn't call it a grindstone or anything? Or
grindstone or sharpener or whetstone, a whetstone maybe?
Now, is a whetstone something that goes round and round, or is that the portable one?
Well, there's a, yeah, I don't know. I just, I think the whetstone, the whetstone is the one that goes around. See, you gotta have a little water, a drip of water on there once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you have a car that has grease fittings on it, it's what you figure is that every so often you're supposed to do what to the car?
Grease it up, I guess.
Okay. Let's say you're not too careful where you put this grease, and you get some on your shirt. You come home and say your shirt's all.
Well, you better clean it or else buy a new shirt.
Okay. Well, what's wrong with the shirt?
Well, it's too dirty.
Well, dirty, but you got grease on it, so it's
sloppy.
Or.
Yeah. Sloppy, I guess.
You wouldn't say. I'll say.
Yeah. Come on, with the right.
Well, let me take another tack here. Let's say you get somebody that really wants to impress all of the young ladies. Puts lots of stuff on his hair.
Yeah.
It's just about attracting bugs.
That's about the size of it.
What would you say about this fellow's hair? It looks all, puts bear oil on it or something. What would you say about his hair? It looks too,
too greasy?
Yeah.
I think you got the wrong stuff in it.
I guess nowadays about every 4,000 or 5,000 miles they recommend that you take your car into the gas station and have something changed. What do they change in there?
Oil.
Okay. Let's see, kerosene earlier. The old type tires used to have something inside them that usually you'd have to pass when you get a flat tire. What do you call that?
Tire repair kit.
No, what would you call it? The thing that fit inside the tire, inside the rim, but you know you had the
tube.
Yeah. If you had a boat, you're going to take it down to the river, say go fishing with it. What would you call it when you put the boat in the water? When you're going to do what to the boat?
You're going fishing. That's all. I don't know what else. What would you call it?
Well, when you put the boat in, what do you call it?
Launching the boat.
Yeah. Do they have any word for a, this probably you don't, but the type of small boat that you row, any particular word for that?
Rowboat, that's
just
all.
Just a rowboat, okay.
That's all that is.
That's what you, all you expect here, really.
Yeah, that's all I ever know.
And Virginia, you find terms like, bateau for that.
Oh, that's right. Where, Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a John Boat, things like that. Anyway.
No, not around here. Of course, I ain't no boatman. I don't know either. Maybe they do. I don't know.
What is the thing that a housewife wears to keep her dress pretty?
Gee, I don't know. I have no woman. I don't know.
To keep from splashing food on her clothes when she's cooking. Just covers the front of her.
Oh. You might find, say, a blacksmith or a baronet or a carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Apron, I suppose.
Yeah. Pat is still wearing her, what? Even though she's inside, she hasn't taken off
her raincoat.
Okay. If you want to get real fancy and have a three-piece suit, you got to, what are the three parts of a three-piece suit?
Oh, mercy, no, I don't know.
Well, you got that part that
I suppose a coat and pants and shirt. And
what's the third piece?
Her vest.